You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is Max Tucci, your host here at To The Max, and now Max and Friends. And it is Sunday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We're going to get some shout-outs to mothers out there. I know that my mom gets a big one. But I've got an amazing week. Rocco's not here tonight. So, you know, he's with his mother. So that's all cool. But happy birthday. We got to give some happy birthdays because there are some birthdays today. My friend Jacqueline Lewis, Sam, our very own Sam here at LA Talk Radio. It is his birthday today. So happy birthday, Sam. Jessica, happy birthday, everyone. To you all. Today is your birthday, so celebrate. Now, you know what? Tonight we've got an amazing lineup. Where to even start? You know, it's like we've been out about everyone going crazy lately, you know, just with the recession and everything else going on. And our brains take on stress. They take on a pounding. You know, our bodies are made up of such wonderful things. And you know what? We don't really give them the best attention that we should. So we've got a great lineup of some wonderful people on tonight from Brain State Health. So we're going to get to them in just a moment. But you know what? I've got a great co-host on tonight, my friend Mark. So Mark, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
Good, Max. How's it going, man? Really glad now, to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I know you want to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day.
Oh my God. Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you so much.
You know what? Get international. Say it in Russian.
Mom, я не знаю, как сказать, happy Mother's Day.
There you go. So you know what? Mark is going to be with me. We're going to get through this show together because our brains are not only – they're in a state of emergency, I'm going to say. So brainstatehealth.com. Check them out. Go right now onto the web. brainstatehealth.com. You can Twitter me questions. You can Facebook me questions. You can T-Mobile me questions because I have my T-Mobile sidekick ready to take you. Take you and your questions and everything else going on tonight. But you know what, everyone? This is going to be a show where we're going to change your mind, literally. And not only are we going to do it, but my guests who are on tonight are going to tell you how we're going to change your mind through Brain State Health. So, LA people, California people, the revolution's on your coast. I'm sure we're going to have it all over the globally, but it's there right now. So you know what? I've got on the founder of Brain State Health, Lee. Lee, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
Hi, great. I'm actually founder of Brain State Technologies. It's the technology behind the office in California, which is Brain State Health.
Well, you know what? Explain to us exactly what Brain State Technology is, because you know what? We need you. We need a peace of mind. So why don't you tell us exactly what you've invented and how you're going to help people with this invention?
Well, what I did was I had to deal with a need of my own, and that need was post-traumatic stress. So that's very similar, only an exaggerated example of the stress that you're talking about. It just comes on you all at once, and it causes the brain to go into a certain kind of a state, either a state that's based on a freeze response to that stress or a state that's based on a fight or flight response to the stress. And I worked with a number of modalities from around the world, couldn't solve the problem, so I utilized the background of neuroscience, which was a general field called neurofeedback, and I took off of it applying quantum physics to that science and came up with Brain State Technologies, which is now the leading system for brainwave optimization in the world. We have 140 offices now in 19 countries.
Amazing. Now, what was it that Mark, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering how he arrived at this technology.
Well, the basic law of quantum physics is all about that which is observed is changed. And when you know that that's true, at some point in your time, in your life, you've been walking or you were somewhere and you felt someone looking at you. And when you turned around, you saw that they were looking at you, right? We've
right.
all had that experience.
Sure.
The only thing in that time that changed was their observation of you. And that changed you. So what
right.
we're doing is we developed sensors that are that sit on the scalp that actually observe brain patterns. And from those sensors, we find out where those brain patterns are out of balance. And then the next step is to show the brain itself in those areas as if it was balanced. And it gravitates back to that balance because, in fact, we are observing it. We're causing it to change by simply observing it.
Lee, I have another question. In your book, Limitless You, you talk about how people who have balanced their brain have made some remarkable recoveries in various areas of their life. Why doesn't the brain do that on its own without needing technical intervention with brain training?
Well, you know, most of the time it does. When we're cut off and have a close call in traffic, our brains fly into a fight or flight kind of state or a freeze sometimes state, but it goes back, right? But after a time when the stress is so high, and that's why y'all are talking about that now. I mean, there's so much stress in the world. We're working longer hours. We're making less. We have less security financially. There's a lot of stress, and that adds to weight on one side or the other until such time as some of us might hit a tipping point or a way where our brain simply just goes on beyond that place where it can get back on its own. So for some of us, and particularly for those who are facing pathologies like post-traumatic stress syndrome, when that tipping point's reached, we need some kind of a technology or a modality to help us get back to a balanced state.
Right.
To stability. Now, Lee, how quickly do results vary? Is it a quick result, or is it something that takes time and takes a couple of sessions to do?
Well, I think our average clients are in the neighborhood of 18 to 22 sessions. But, for instance, it depends on the pathology when you say, does it take a lot of time? Because what we're experiencing generally is that most people experience relief from a lot of their problems in the first few sessions, but then it takes a number of sessions after that to make that brain pattern dominant so they don't, you know, slide back into the previous pathological pattern.
Lee, how do you think, doing this would affect people, let's say, you know, in Hollywood, people who are, aspiring actresses, actors, musicians, songwriters, and so on?
Well, you have a little tougher time because you got to stay in the zone to be that. You know, in other words, if you want to really be on, then you need to be sort of in the zone. You need to be flexible and loose and happy, and then that emanates from you, and then you are more able to apply yourself to the specific trade, be it creative, in any kind of those endeavors that you just spoke of. So in doing that, the whole objective for you is to, first of all, reach sort of a homeostasis so you can be that sort of potential, you can see your potential fully. That's a big deal for you.
And now, for someone who has depression and they've had like a family who most of also has suffered through depression, doesn't that mean that the brain is simply pre-programmed genetically for depression?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a popular opinion, but people like Bruce Lipton and his book, The Biology of Belief, and others hold that it's a combination of genetic propensity and environment that causes us to, you know, slip into something like depression or, for example, an addiction. And when we see that happen in our clients, we also see when the brain balances, then that those symptoms just disappear. They're mitigated and usually completely removed. So people that are depressed, for example, when they are depressed, when they balance the brain again, their brain's functioning fully and the depression goes away. When they're addicted and they balance their brain fully, the urge to use, which is just a way to self-medicate, that it just goes away, and they have an opportunity then to move on from there. Homeostasis is a pretty fine thing. You know, we don't give it credit, basically, but it's the basis, it's the platform from which we go and build and create in our lives in the most full way we can.
Right. Now, Lee, let me ask you a quick question, because we've got some other great people in the studio tonight. But I wanted to ask you, how does one know if brain state conditioning is for them?
Well, you know, the best way to know is to give it a shot. This is a completely non-invasive modality. And within a few sessions, everybody, just about everybody, will know if it's going to be helpful. Now, there are some pathologies that we know are going to be more difficult to crack, and it will take longer than 2, 3, 4 sessions for the person to fully know. And those pathologies would include something like, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, where there's a very strong pathway that's formed. Sometimes autism, which again, a very strong pathway is formed for that problem. And so it's going to take longer for those kinds of things. But for creativity, for depression, for addiction, and a number of other pathologies, when we balance brains for people that come to us with those pathologies, they don't have nearly the problems. And they can see clearly in just a few sessions how their balanced brain is going to help mitigate the problem.
Mm-hmm. Max, now, I got another one for him.
Yeah, please go
ahead. In your book, Limitless You, you mentioned that post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, yes, is one of the most resistant of human conditions. With the thousands of men and women now returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with PTSD, what is and how can we help them?
You know, it's one of those things that culturally, you know, we just got to face it. These men and women that we deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan are facing more real-time combat time than ever before in any kind of combat effort in our history. And that's exponentially true because they're on almost 24/7 there. So they come back very. Many of them come back with a very stressed brain, which leads them generally as a person who is in fight or flight. In other words, the radar is up all the time, and they're always ready to take an action. You can imagine, you know, what it would be being on patrol almost every day, and even just living in a camp. When you're in Iraq, for example, where you're threatened all the time, you're always on alert. So when you come home, and it should be a homecoming with loved ones, it should be a place where they can relax, they find that they can't relax, that they can't sleep well, that they can't easily stand to have anybody behind them, especially if that person moves up on them very quickly. They find that sometimes even their driving habits, for instance, if they see an old car that's broken down on the side of a freeway, they can take, you know, crazy kinds of severe swerves to get away from that car. Now, logically, they know, don't they, that car is, the likelihood is not going to have a bomb in it, but their brain is reacting to a pattern that kept them alive when they were over in Iraq or Afghanistan, and now that brain is a problem for them. That brain pattern is a problem for them. So what we've done, and we've worked with 147 of them so far in around the U.S., what we've done, and now we're working with the Research Hospital for the Department of Defense, too, in this endeavor, but we've helped balance those brains for those men and women coming back, and that's been exceedingly well received and exceedingly successful. 146 out of 147 have advocated that they're better now than when they enlisted. But we have to know culturally that we have a problem. At one point in time, and y'all probably don't know this, but it was back when I was a kid, right? Which was a number of years ago. But when women started burning their bras, we never thought that one day, in terms of equality, we were going to have a situation where we were sending males and females both to the front lines in a combat zone. Well, today we have that situation. And what we do when we do that is we have a female who has a corpus callosum, or a center line of their brain, which is much more permeable than a male's. And that means that, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but that means that that female can go from detail to context and context to detail about 2 to 3 times faster than we can. Yeah, I know. This is
women are smarter than men.
So, oh, by the way, my mother is 99 today.
Wow, fantastic.
Congratulations.
Still takes care of her own house. But females, for example, have that capability, and that's really a good thing. However, when they hit a huge stress, it's not a good thing, because what happens is that print from that huge stress happens on both sides of their brain, not just one, and creates a much deeper gouge, if you will, in the pattern. Mm-hmm. So the females that we see coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan require a number of sessions, usually 2 to 3 times more sessions than the males, in order to reach a homeostasis or a really great potential for them.
Fantastic. Now, everyone, listen, you're listening right here to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're going to open up our phone lines and we're going to bring in some extra guests. The number here is 323-203-0815. If you want to imagine life with no limitations, if you want to imagine breaking through fear, if you want to imagine tapping into so many different aspects of your life, and if you want to know how you can use more than 3% of your brain, call in with your questions, because here you're going to discover what your true potential is. And check out brainstatehealth.com, because this is the site that's going to bring you to the achievement of balancing your brain and ultimate living a happier life. So it's Mother's Day out there. And tell me, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him one more question.
Going anywhere. I just wanted to open the lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. It's been bugging me. How does brain balance affect addictions?
Yeah.
Well, when you have an imbalance, what you do is you try to correct that. Mm-hmm. And if that imbalance is such that you can help feel that it's more balanced with a drug or with sex or with porn or with shopping or with gambling or with whatever the addiction is, then that process or that procedure becomes a habit. And also, when you do it, the brain becomes more vulnerable to the imbalance than it was before, because it's sort of artificially satisfied.
Now, excuse me, Lee, real quick, because you know what, Mark? We've got callers calling in, but I'm not going to take the calls just yet. So callers, give me one more second, because you know what, Mark? You've got to do some introductions. So why don't you introduce who else is in our studio?
Okay. To my right, I have Nancy Lee, along with her daughter, Alana Lee. And they practice this in Los Angeles. I've actually had it done to myself. And I'm going to let them talk a little bit about it, where they offer their services, and just fill you in.
Set us up,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, everyone. Good evening. This is Nancy Lee, and I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there.
And this is Alana, and I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother, who's sitting right next to me here in the studio.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I got so inspired to do this at Brain State House because Alana's father and, of course, my husband passed away in 2002. I became so overcome with grief and anxiety and depression, and no grief counselor, no group counseling could help. I tried many, many things. And until I got to do Brain State Conditioning over in Scottsdale, it's the only thing that lifted out from my brain the huge high sense of abandonment and grief and despair and missing this really special person. So that's 3 weeks later after I did my sessions and everything got lifted and I stopped crying and grieving. I then signed up and was in Scottsdale and bought the systems and set it up in Burbank in 2007.
So now you're in Burbank, California, your clinic, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, do you do house calls? Because, you know, I have so many friends in L.A. who don't want to leave the house and, you know, who have paparazzi issues and, you know, maybe they don't want to be seen leaving your kind of a clinic. Do you do this in the privacy of someone's home?
Well, Max, that's actually one of the really special things about our business is we do have two portable systems and we can go to people's houses. We can actually do the whole intensive series of 10 sessions in a 3-day weekend in the comfort of their own home. So that's really a special service that we provide that not most neurofeedback clinics do.
Your VIP services. That's what we like to hear on Max and Friends. How can we give people the VIP treatment? And you know what? You guys have figured it out. So you have these portable machines. And basically, you know what? Everyone's like, I'm getting text messages like crazy right now. And people are Facebooking me and Twittering me. And they're like, we want to know more. We want to know more. Go to brainstatehealth.com. Stay tuned to this whole program because we're going to try to answer some of your questions. Now, ladies, I have another question for you, and basically my question right now is going to be, what is optimum performance have to do with brain balance is a question we have.
Well
right now, actually, we're working with several professional golfers, and it's really, really improved their game. It can – everything from if you're an actor or an actress wanting to memorize your lines – or tap more deeply into your creativity. We have musicians that haven't written songs in years. After 10 sessions, their creativity is just flowing because they're more at the center of themselves and able
to... Well, excuse me for just one second. I have to interrupt you because you know what? We have a caller online, and caller, I hope you have a creative question. Welcome to Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you?
Hey, this is Greg calling from California. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you, Greg?
Is that good? Thanks. I actually have an older brother who has some addiction problems, not only with drugs, but also with alcohol. And I'm not, he's been in and out of rehab a couple times, and nothing seems to really be working efficiently or for the long term. Would your procedures work for him in any way or not really?
Definitely. We actually have a lot of success with addiction. Because once you can remove the stress and trauma from the brain, which creates the pattern or the habit, it allows the person to more freely overcome whatever they're facing.
Is Lee still there?
Yeah, Lee is still here.
Matt, Lee, can you help better define this question? And do you think Brain State could help him out as an alternative?
Well, the imbalance will determine what drug can best satisfy it. So for some, it's alcohol. For some, it's meth. For some, it's cocaine. For some, it's et cetera. But the imbalance itself is what determines the medication, in this case, the alcohol, which can best satisfy it for a time. But when the imbalance is removed or when the brain is brought back to homeostasis, the need for the drug is removed. So Recovery Living magazine did an article on Brain State Technologies And then Judd was also interviewed for that magazine. And there is a large number of people with addictions all around the country that have had huge success with balancing their brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say and chime in here is that we are in two transformational living homes right here in Malibu, California, and we are having great success. We've done approximately 12 clients, and they are doing tremendously successful behaviors and able to leave and re-enter into the community to be an active part of the community again.
You know, this is all interesting. People are like literally Twittering me and Facebooking me off the hook, and they're so interested and intrigued about what this whole radio show is about because no one has really ever heard of this. You know, we hear about going to a therapist, but this is actually, I'm going to call it, and Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is more of a mechanical therapist that will help you on getting onto your way to a successful, happy life. Now, my question to you is, in your book, Limitless Life, you talk about happiness and a balanced brain. Can a balanced brain actually make me happy?
Well, we can actually see how happy the person is that has the brain. We can measure how happy you are before, you know, we could tell you most of the time what your degree of happiness is by how a balance sits in your brain pattern, which is kind of funny on the one hand, but on the other hand, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if the software is bad, what you put into it isn't going to matter, right? So the program has to be running correctly, and that's what we try to do. We try to balance the brain. We don't deal with the person as much as we do with the brain itself. So some modalities might try to train the person. We don't. We try to train the brain.
Very, very cool. Now, you know, I feel like we're going down the journey of the Wizard of Oz, and the song that comes to mind, "If I Only Had a Brain." But,
so the good news is everyone has a brain, and we can help them balance
it. Brain. And I think, you know what, is this a fair statement to make that everybody, no matter what your situation is, because, you know, I see here that it helps ADD, ADHD, addictions, anger management, chronic fatigue, depression, the list goes on and on. If you can't sleep, sleep disorders, smoking, I mean, everything, people, this is what you need. BrainStateHealth.com. Is it fair statement to say, you know what, everybody needs a balanced brain or this procedure to help them live a more happy, successful life?
Yeah, you called it early in the show. You called it early in the show when you said we're all under an awfully lot of stress right now. And so, you know, what we're doing when we balance the brain is we're, in fact, reducing that stress immensely, or more correctly put, we are allowing the brain to deal with the stress like a judo expert would deal with an oncoming energy or enemy, and take the energy from the negative and then move it by you and let the energy propel you at the same time. And that's what neuroplasticity does for us as individuals when we have a balance in our brain.
Mm-hmm. Now, ladies, what were you saying?
I was just saying, Max, that it's a very true statement that everyone, no matter how put together you are, how peaceful you feel your life is, everyone this day and age is under a tremendous amount of stress. We're constantly being bombarded by low frequencies from cell phones and computers and traffic, especially if you live in LA, that it's just a very stressful atmosphere in general. So to be able to release the stress and trauma from the brain and function from a place of homeostasis where you actually feel a sense of wellness and well-being, I think there's no one out there that wouldn't benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to benefit, you know what, everyone, if you want to call in, the lines are open again, 323-203-0815. We had to put the switchboard on hold because there were so many calls. So we really have to get this question in, and we're sorry if we're not answering or if the lines are busy. Keep trying. We'll really try to answer your calls. But we've got so many of our own questions here that this is my show. I've got to get them in. But you know what, everyone? Okay, so again, we are here. We're already 11:30. Time flies by when you're talking about good stuff. BrainStateHealth.com. We have some great guests in. Discover your true potential. Tonight is – that's the coin phrase of tonight's show, because if you really want to discover your true potential, there's really only one way to do it. And it's not looking into you, but it's balancing your brain. Let someone else do it for you. So, ladies, now I have a question here. And the question is – actually, you know what, Lee? I'm going to ask you this question because you do have a book. The book is out. It's called Limitless You. And how did you come up with this title, Limitless You?
Well, when you think about the possibilities that exist in a brain, you know, 100 million neurons, 10,000 connections each, you're talking about the connection possibilities that exist based on the internet on all around the planet Earth that exist between your ears. So think about that. You have similar potential between your ears as you do on the internet. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do, of course, is find new ways to utilize and uncover that potential. So in looking at what we've seen people, how we've seen people change, for instance, in the book, in Limitless You, we talk about a young man, and he wanted me to use his name. His name's Justin, and he was born with the cord wrapped around his neck. So what our miraculous brain does when that happens with the fetus is that it stops growth of the extremities, because that won't dictate life. It stops the possibility of having vision like a normal birthing child would have. It also hinders the hearing, and but the brain itself develops and the organism still maintains life, right? I mean, that's a huge thing, and it's a miraculous thing that the brain did. But he was unable to move well, he was unable to see well, and he was unable to cry or to hear well. His mother worked with him for 23 years, but he still didn't have very good power in his leg. He couldn't move them very well, he couldn't see well. Vision was about 20/80 or so, and his cognitive performance was poor, and he was flying into rages repeatedly. But when we balanced his brain, just on the second or third session, Justin, that was 2.5 years ago, Justin's never had another rage. But besides that, he's learned to walk with a walker. He's reading now. His vision's about 20/30. He's very verbally skilled, and he's going to college. So the power of our brain is just literally limitless, and so it is that we came up with the title Limitless You, and it's from Namaste Publishing, if you know Eckhart Tolle's work. And
of
some
course.
Other...
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
You talk about how couples will often go for long periods of time with only limited interest in each other, and is only partly due to the relationship. What is loss of passion and connectivity due to, if not wanting, relationship?
Well, let me tell you that this is an obvious answer, but we don't see it. For instance, to make an analogy here, if you were very hungry, you wouldn't think too much about, you know, working in an office or doing some other work until such time as you had that basic need satisfied, right? And
right.
It's the same way with a brain imbalance. When you have a brain imbalance, it's very difficult to invest yourself in a relationship. And the reason it is because you're not well connected to yourself, let alone to other people. And so when you attain that balance, you then attain also an ability to connect to yourself first and then to connect to others, and then that relationship can take off again. Because it's true, you know, none of us have been ever started a relationship and then found out that sometime later that we ended it. Well, when we started it, we never thought it was going to end, or we wouldn't have done it, right? Oh, yeah, I want to have this relationship, or I want to be in this marriage, so let's walk down the aisle. But, of course, it's only going to be for 6 months or 3 years or whatever. None of us thought that. But what happened is situations arose and circumstances and environments changed. And sometimes those changed our brain to make us vulnerable to the imbalance that we experienced. And that imbalance kept us away from ourselves and kept us away from relating to our loved ones.
Amazing. Now, listen, ladies, what is there an age level, or is this open up to anyone newborn to new life?
Well, so far we've experienced in over 400 brains that we've done in 2 years, ages 4 to 94, and they have all responded well.
Fantastic. Now, you know what I've got? I'm reading here because, you know, I like to hear testimonies, you know, because there's nothing more than a testimony to prove, you know, these theories. Excuse me as I'm coughing. But there's a 53-year-old realtor who wrote, "I no longer wake up in a fog. I am much more organized at work, and I've been able to cut down on my pain medication." This technology is amazing. And people, if you want to read more testimonies, definitely go to brainstatetech.com, because there you can find out a bunch of testimonies. Or you can just go to brainstatehealth.com and read them there. Now,
Mark has received the training, so let's hear what his testimony is about.
Max, it's
nothing like a live testimony.
Yeah, I signed up for about 10 sessions, and mm-hmm. I've only done 6 so far. When I started, I was getting to sleep around 3 or 4, you know, based to stress at work and just various things going on in my life. Honestly, I'm going to bed at like 11 o'clock. I'm waking up better. I'm thinking better. I'm more calm. I'm collected. I'm more courteous. It's just it's affected me in all areas. It's absolutely amazing. You know,
and
what's
really
great, there's no, I've talked to people who've done this, and, some people do 10 sessions and some people do 20, 30, 40. You know, there's no maximum amount of sessions you could do. It just keeps helping you. And it's like food for your brain, you know?
You take it to the max. Now, listen, everyone, if you missed any portion of the show, you know what? LA Talk Radio, we've got archives. So if you come back and you click on to us, you can get this whole show in its entirety right here on LA Talk Radio. Our phone number here is 323-203-0815. You know what? I'm going to ask you the questions here. People, what keeps you from moving forward in life? What prevents you from living up to your full potential and achieving your goals and dreams? You know what? If it's because you don't know Brain State Health, you found it. So you know what? No more excuses, because I want you to discover your true potential. We've got one life and we've only got one brain. So why not put the two together, make them work for you, and let your life blossom? So ladies, now you two, have you two gone through the treatments as well?
Yeah, actually we did 15 sessions in 5 days. We did 3 sessions a day for 5 days in the beginning. And that was kind of the kicker. My mom said, if this works, if this really does what it says it does, then let's do it. So that was our first taste of Brain State.
Now, where can people contact you? Because I just got a question. How can I contact them?
Our phone number is 818-567-2420.
And
they can also contact
Health.
Us through the website, which is brainstatehealth.com.
People, you're not listening to the show because I've dropped brainstatehealth.com more than anything tonight, because I'm so interested. But you know what? I'm just going to read a little blurb from your website, because you know what, people? This is the truth. This is what happens when you get this treatment done. By balancing and optimizing your brain, you can train your brain to accomplish what it is you desire physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. With Brain State conditioning, you can overcome personal issues quickly and easily and experience positive life changes in a matter of weeks. You know what? Give up the drugs. Put the drugs away. Therapists are great, but you know what? They're only people that are listening to you, and if you want real advice, it comes with yourself. So balance your brain, and I think the best advice we can give ourselves is to listen to ourselves. So with a balanced brain, can we listen to ourselves more clearly, Lee?
Absolutely.
it's probably the only way we can listen to ourselves, frankly. And, you know, you're going to be surprised at how good we sound to ourselves.
That's the point.
When you're connected and when you're in that zone or that space, life is good, even when it's throwing some stuff at you that might not smell so good. So it's an impossible thing to describe fully, but when you're very stress-free and when you're exceptionally self-regulated, so you can activate when you need and want to, that's a powerful place. That's a powerful condition.
Well, I think what's really exciting is that even when you are faced with the same similar stressful situation, like the traffic in LA, for example, you're just going to react differently. You know, you have another choice to make. Instead of freaking out and feeling anxious like you would have the whole rest of your life, this time just take a deep breath and listen to the music playing and get excited about, you know, the breeze or whatever.
And enjoy life.
It gives you a different reaction to the same situation.
You know, I'm all about truth. You know, life is really amazing. I always say life is simple. We screw it up and we make it difficult. And, you know, people go to info@brainstatehealth.com. If you have any questions, you could direct them after the show to that info@brainstatehealth.com. Always go to maxtucci.com for more information about any show. But you know what? Let's simplify our life. And I think really with brain balancing, we can simplify our life. Mark, have you noticed any difference? Has your life become more simple with just the treatments that you've received?
Absolutely. It's a lot more simple. I'm calm, I'm collected. You know, I approach everything with thought. You know, not to say before, you know, everything was, you know, completely screwed up, but it's helped me out a lot. You know, I like it. I enjoy it. It's not invasive. I don't have to, you know, sit and talk with a therapist for an hour or, you know, go to a psychiatrist or something. You know, somebody recommended it to me, and I took a shot, man, and I like it. I love it.
I've got to tell you, Mark, when you called me about this, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, we've got to have them on the show, and we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cheryl from Connecticut.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Do you have a place on the East Coast?
That's a good question.
Lee, do
you
we
can
have
go to Brain State Technologies and you can find the affiliates that's closest to you.
It's under brainstatetech.com. And if you look under locations, then you can find the offices close to you.
Great. Well, thanks for that question. Now, so as I was saying, Mark, you know, when you first contacted me, I was like, oh my God, we got to have them on. I want to spread the word because I feel that, you know, as people here on Earth, we've got to guide our fellow human friends and beings on this planet into sublime living, into fantastic living, into tranquil living. I can go on with all the adjectives. And then I phoned my friend Eva LaRue. I'm like, Eva, you've got to check this out. She's been on my show before. I'm like, she went online. Like, I'm calling my celebrity friends. They're like all into it, you know. And my non-celebrity friends, especially on the East Coast here, because I'm broadcasting tonight out of New York. You know, it's like here everyone's bombarded with their therapists. And I was at a dinner last night, a fantastic dinner, and we were talking about therapy. And you know what? I was thinking, how great would it be to – and I love therapists, never been to one, but I think they're great people. But how great would it be to tell someone, you know what? I'm not going to a therapist, but I'm actually getting my brain balanced, and I've got these amazing results. So, Lee, out of all the studies that you've done and out of everything – what has been the most dramatic change that you think you can recall and tell us about?
Well, I mean, of course, when we talk about a brain, we're talking about the potential for a miracle. Mm-hmm. And so we have seen that happen with people who have literally come out of a coma mm-hmm. and have regained consciousness, have regained cognitive ability, and then slowly but surely have regained, you know, their physical, their full physical ability back as well. Mm-hmm. And that we write about some in the book Limitless You. So there's some exceptional opportunities for people to think about possibilities. What if in all of these millions of years when us as Homo sapiens have developed here on this planet, what if clear back tens of thousands of years ago, the only kind of doctor we had was internal? And so what if we could tap into that natural kind of healing ability that we all have in us just simply by bringing our brain to a place of homeostasis? And it doesn't matter if we are dealing with a psychotherapist, if we are dealing with some kind of medical science, but if we can tap into that, our healing is going to be better and quicker and more complete.
Well, you know what, hold on, Mark, excuse me real quick. I just got a Facebook message, and someone said, where can we get the book? Well, everyone go to Amazon.com, type in Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain, right now, because they're in stock, and they're get them. The hardcover edition, Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. You can get it at Amazon.com right now and place your orders. So, Mark, what's your question?
Yeah, I had a question for Lee. You talk about spirituality being connected to the brain balance. So let's say if my brain is out of balance, are you saying that I cannot be spiritual?
Well, that is not a question of, you know, one way or the other. In other words, it's not a matter of that you can't be spiritual, but it is a matter that you can't be as spiritual. So, for example, I have no qualms about somebody who is having a very difficult time in their life, with their job or with a relationship. Well, and when they're having that very difficult time during that very difficult period, they may not be as spiritual as they were before or as they will be after, because they are sort of overwhelmed or redirected away from being connected to spirit. So it is with when we have an imbalance in our brain, we can be redirected or directed away from our connection to ourselves and to beyond ourselves. And when that happens, we get lost is what happens. We get lost and we start to struggle, we start to grasp until such time as we can find our way again. And it's a very comforting thing to reach that balanced state, and from there to reach out beyond ourselves to that which I think is spirit that encompasses all of us anyway.
Absolutely. Well said. I love having you guys on, because we are enlightening so many guests tonight. You know, people are like texting me and they're like, this is an amazing show. And I find it so intriguing. I'm glad you're all tuning in, because you know what? If you want brain harmony, this is where you're going to find it tonight on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends. Forget eHarmony. This is where you're going to get brain harmony. And with brain harmony, you'll find eHarmony. You'll find the match of your life, because you're going to be balanced. And there's nothing like a good balance. It's nice to be balanced. You know, my grandmother's a yoga teacher. We do yoga. And after yoga, you get to that euphoric state where you're like, you can feel your brain and your body and your spirit. Everything is like in a beautiful state of being. And why not experience that every day, people? So, okay, tell me, Mark, what were you saying?
Yeah, I had another question for Lee. You contend that most dysfunctional behavior is based on an imbalance in the brain, right? So isn't that like saying that we aren't responsible as human beings for our actions?
Well, it is like saying that on the one hand. But on the other hand, we have to take responsibility for our own brain. So what you're saying is that, in fact, when a brain gets out of balance, we can make bad choices. We can make bad choices to self-medicate, or we can make bad choices to go into rages, let's say, or to endeavor in antisocial behaviors. So when the brain is out of balance, we lose the opportunity to make the best choice that we can, because we don't have a good platform from which to leap, to work. We went into a Nevada prison, correctional facility, a year and a half ago, and they allowed us to work with six inmates there who were sort of their bad boys. And these men had been written up for violence at least monthly, but many of them on a weekly basis for previous years. So when we worked with them, it was very unique, you know, to train their brain and see what we saw. Because when we look at a brain in the general population, Nancy can attest to this, we can see sometimes where something's out of balance on a, it's, you know, 20% difference. Maybe it's 50% sometimes. If there's been a real severe trauma, it may be 100%. But when we went inside the prison, the average imbalance was 450%. So it would be 10 on one side and 45 on the other side. The experience internally of those men was one of imploding 24/7. Now, when they balanced their brains, guess what happened? The need to and the ability also to rage against themselves and others just disappeared. So in a year and a half, none of them have had any write-ups for violence. In a year and a half, all of them are involved in studies. They're all learning. They're all able to read when they weren't before. And they all have people coming and visiting them on a regular basis, so that gives them a connection to the outside world. And why wasn't that? Why weren't they able then to maintain those relationships before? Because they didn't have a relationship to themselves, and they couldn't. It wasn't because they didn't want to. Goodness, we all want that, every one of us. We all want to love, and we all want to be loved. But it's not so easy to do at times, particularly when those times are, we are facing an imbalance in our brain.
And excuse me, everyone, because you know what? What seems to be disappearing is time. I can't believe we've been here already for almost an hour. Mark, everyone, you know, I'm going to have you guys back because I'm getting such a response to this show and people are so intrigued. So we're definitely going to have you back because the
wow,
only way...
So exciting.
I mean, no, this is really an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. And I've got to all leave you with a quote from a very funny, funny person, Dr. Seuss. And he says, "I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells." So people, if you want to, if you want to get rid of nonsense and if you want to get rid of all the anxieties in your life and all the stress you're going through, go to our famous website tonight, everyone, which is brainstatehealth.com. Get the book, Limitless You. Change your life because only you can. We all have the power to do it. I got to thank you all for being here. Lee, it's been amazing having you on. Nancy, Mark, and my brain needs to be balanced because I forgot the other name. Alana?
Alana, yes. That's okay.
Right,
we'll
so
balance your brain and you won't
that.
Forget anymore.
I need to be balanced. So I'm going to have you all on again. Mark, my co-host tonight, amazing. Thanks for being here. Rocco, I miss you so much, but you'll be back. And when Rocco's back from fashionnewslive.com, we'll talk about how we can get the fashion industry to get their brains balanced. But everyone, I thank you all so much for being on. Lee, it's been a pleasure. Nancy, Alana, you guys are wonderful, inspiring. The book, Limitless You, because we are limitless. So everyone, where you are right now is where you're supposed to be, and that's on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Guys, have a wonderful night. It's been a pleasure having you on. We're going to have you back. And Mark, you're coming back because next week we're going to talk about sober living. So everyone, on that note, enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day. I got to give a quick shout out. Vanessa Noel, we had an amazing party last night, a dinner party in her townhouse in New York. My new best friend, Lynn Whitfield, the most amazing actress. Go rent Eve's Bayou tonight, everyone. If you can't find it, go to Netflix.com. Rent it. Enjoy it. Everyone, have a great week, and remember, where you are now is where you're supposed to be. Come back to LATalkRadio.com to get this show. Come back to LATalkRadio.com to get this entirety show in my archive. Have a wonderful night because we got to wrap it up. Lee, Nancy, Alana, Mark, it's been a pleasure having you all on, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Have a good night, everyone, and take life to the max. I think we got to get out of here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.